the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Barber's Body Shop, Air Adjusters, Jessup Furniture, and by Moon Doggies. And now, here is your host, Kip Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location at Moondoggies, where we'll be each and every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for the entire football season. This segment of the Sean Pender Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Barber's Body Shop, Air Adjusters, Justin Furniture, and by Moondoggies. And now join us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Sean Pender.
All right.
Hey, Kip, you having a good night?
Yeah, I'm having a good night, coach. How about you?
We're doing good.
Good. It's a bye week. And I know coaches, sometimes they like bye weeks, sometimes they don't like bye weeks. I mean, no, we're coming off a bye week. Talk a little bit about the bye week preps. You got to get ready for a first region game. You went to some football games. You went to the Wayne County Jessup game in Glen Academy. Film, watched a lot of film during the bye week. Talk a little bit about things you do when you don't have a football game like we did last Friday.
Well, that's boring. I don't want to talk about bye weeks. I want to talk about homecoming.
We're going to get to that.
Bye week was last week. No. Yeah. You know, when you have a bye week, you mostly focus on yourself and trying to get yourself better. And, you know, you always look at your mistakes. You're always trying to get yourself better. But particularly on bye weeks, you're not preparing for an opponent. So we were able to look at a couple of opponents that we're playing. Of course, the one we're playing this week, you know, the opponents we're playing down the road, and kind of start preparing a little bit for some of the stuff we're going to see later on.
Coach, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, half the season's half over. We're sitting here 3-1 on the season. Preseason's over. It's region time now.
Half the regular season.
Regular season.
Not half the season.
I got to train myself.
We got some corrections.
We hadn't made the playoffs in a couple of years, so I got to reprogram myself. So talk a little bit about your impressions of the first half of the regular season.
Well, one thing we did do is improve every week, I believe, on all phases of the game. You know, we're getting stronger, and good teams do that. Good teams will get stronger as the year goes on, and we finished the first portion of our schedule. We call that the preseason, all the non-region games. Now we're into the real season. This is the games that really matter, the ones that count. And you got to get better every week when you're playing these games to get yourself ready for that run to making the playoffs.
But you want to hear something that you might not want to hear.
There's
a tropical storm brewing down in the Gulf, and it could be in Green Counties or affecting Georgia sometime next week, but we'll worry about that next week. The all-weather Pirates. We've had a lot of weather-type delays so far this season. Coach, we're halfway through the regular season. You get bumps and bruises along the way. Give us an injury report. How are we holding up?
Depends on the day. Yeah, we'll go out there, we'll think we're fully covered, we're ready to go, and then, you know, Sherrod Frazier will be limping around. Next thing you know, Cam's coming in there limping around. Then Rudy will pout on his lip. Something's going to happen. Somebody's going to do something that's going to be, you know, whatever. But anyway, overall, we're healthy. You know, we're getting a little bit healthier. You know, when you look at this time of the year, there's always bumps and bruises, twist ankles, bruised elbows, thighs, whatever it may be. But all in all, you know, for this part of the season, we're pretty happy.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coaches, who's been a pleasant surprise for you? I'm gonna put you on the spot here. Name a player that's been a pleasant
our
surprise.
Our kicker, Dalton Thrift, he's been a pleasant surprise for us. You know, when even in the interview, they're like, "You got to find a kicker." You know, we got to have a kicker. We haven't had a kicker in a while, and Dalton's really stepped up to the challenge. He's worked real hard, so that's definitely a pleasant surprise. Not a surprise to Brunswick, but was a surprise to me was John Kano. John Kano was a pleasant surprise because he wasn't a name that you heard. You know, you heard of the Sherrod Frazier's, you heard of the Jalen Jacksons when you're in the interview. You knew who those guys were, but I didn't know who a John Kano was. And when we came here, I knew about the center with Ty, and he was a starter since his freshman year. And then Warren was another offensive lineman that was getting a lot of publicity. But John Kano, I didn't hear too much about him. And then when I watched him play, that was definitely a pleasant surprise. So he's definitely one. George Mincy. I think George Mincy stepped up his game tremendously from last year. Someone I thought was going to be a JV player this year, but when we had some injuries, he came on. He's been doing good with Jalen Trimmings. You know, and so his work ethic, he pushed through. He's become a pleasant surprise as well. And we got several. I could sit here and we can name these kids all night long.
Coach, it all starts with we roll up a lot of yards, we roll up a lot of points in the last three ball games, and I guess it all starts up front. Talk a little bit about your offensive line as a whole and how they're developing as a unit.
Well, they're gelling, you know, and you got several new starters up there. We had to, you know, play around with it. But one of the things that make them gel is the constant competition. You know, we talk about our linebacking core and how deep they are, and that competition always makes them better. They always push each other. It's the same thing with our offensive line. We have seven guys now that Xavier Ramsey is healthy, that can roll in and give us good snaps on the offensive line. We're even developing another one. Garrett is another one that's come along, starting to get some playing time on the varsity level a little bit. So that'll be eight once he gets ready. And when you have that type of competition, they work together, they're united, and you know, they're starting to gel. And as they gel, you'll see the offense get better and better.
Coach, you've got a quarterback in Mr. Stevens that's got almost 1,100 yards passing in four football games. You got to be pleased with that.
Yeah, I am. I'm pleased with his performance. And, of course, I'm still looking for us to get better there. He does a real good job with the RPOs, and he's really balanced with, you know, our run game and our passing game is starting to balance out a little bit more. We talked about early in the year how we wanted to be balanced, and we were more pass-heavy right at the get-go. But now you can really see it starting to balance, and he's a big part of that.
Coach, the running back position has been by committee so far this year because of people banged up and injuries and evacuations and you name it. There's been something going wrong with the running back unit, but you always have somebody that steps up on Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. I make sure I get all those in.
Yes, correct. Yeah. They are prevailing as a unit. Again, it's not one person doing it. If you look, you know, I was looking earlier about our rushers, and our leading rusher is actually our quarterback with 37 carries attempts running the ball. Then the next one is 27, and then there's a 20, another 20, a 10, a 4, a 5. You know, no one on our team. And when you look at some of the opponents, like the opponent we're going against this week, that running back has already carried the ball 203 times. I think we have carried the ball a total of 117 times as a whole team. And this one kid's already carried it 203 times. But now they played two more games than we had, too. So that's another thing. When you're talking about the offense production, you're talking about the quarterback yardage. If you look at his yardage and our production, for teams that played only four games, we'd be number one. But if you look at, you know, the teams that were, you know, compared to, like Bradwell, for instance, Bradwell's had six games under the belt already.
Coach Ben McLeod, I know he's been out so far this season. What's the timetable on him maybe getting some work in this year?
Well, he believe he's out of his boot today.
Okay.
And he's starting his rehab. And next week, we'll see where he's at. And I'll be able to answer that question better on next week's show.
Coach, special teams, probably in my opinion, I mean, we got our kicker here in the audience tonight, and I still, on Friday nights when I broadcast the games, when I see those kickoffs go inside the 5-yard line, I kind of pinch myself and make sure I'm not dreaming or anything like that. But we're doing very, very good on special teams. Kick coverage is good. Kickoffs are deep. We're making field goals at clutch times. Punt coverage has been good. You have to be pleased with the overall effort of the special teams.
Overall, and this week during practice, we had no substitution mistakes either on the PAT field goal. Is that correct? Yeah, we were gonna have to double check for the kicker. Cause you know we had those issues early in the season with someone not going out, but I think we got that fixed. So hopefully that'll be good. The punt team, I still think we need some work there, but I'd prefer the work there just be during the practice. I don't like to do it in the game.
When we come back from our first break, we're going to bring the defensive coordinator of the Brunswick High Pirates, Coach Mentir, up, and we're going to go through the defense and talk about them a little bit. So more to come on the Sean Pender Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Your new home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender's Coaches Show, Moon Doggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moon Doggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com. And let's go, Pirates!
Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Baxley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
The stress of being in an accident doesn't need to be compounded by dealing with a body shop that doesn't have your best interest in mind. That's why Barber's Body Shop has been in business for over 20 years, because they care about you. Locally owned and operated, which means the Barber's Body Shop family are people you know, your neighbors, people you go to church with and you see on Friday nights. Highway 341, just before the overpass next to Langford Auto Parts, 912-262-6841. And remember, let's go Pirates!
All right, welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branson on location from Moondoggies. This segment brought to you by Moondoggies, Summit Sports Medicine, and Orthopedic Surgery, Barber's Body Shop, and Coastal Pines Technical College. Now joining us, the defensive coordinator for the Brunswick High Pirates, Coach Gary Mentir. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Coach, before the break, we were going through the position groups on offense for Coach Pender, but we'll start with it. We'll go through the defense with you. Defensive line, in my opinion, has been the brightest part of our defense for this season. People like George Mincy are stepping up. Seems like they make some kind of big play every week. And, you know, we don't have a lot of size in the group, but they just make it happen every Friday night. You have to be pleased with how this group's developing as a unit.
I am. Coach Butts does a great job. I've coached him 2 times before coming to Brunswick in All-Star games. And, I just always thought the world of him. Jameer Brown's had a huge season, but he's the unsung hero of the group. He's a little nicked up, and then we play a couple of young guys, 2 sophomores, and Seibert and Justin Acker, who's been a big player for us at times. He still makes young mistakes, but both of them have brought a lot of energy, kind of freed up things for the talented linebackers to kind of make their job easier.
But Coach, we've got some injuries on the defensive line. Talk a little bit about some of the injuries that we got and some of the personnel switches that we made. I'm hearing that Rudy Nixon and some others have been moved to defensive line. Talk about what that means going forward and starting region play.
Well, we kind of practiced Rudy and Jagarion all summer at both and told them, look, you're going to have this role. Just like everybody, pretty much except for Cam Futch and Sean Ward, have had to learn multiple positions. Them two of the inside linebackers, and they've kind of been there, and Jagarion's been their backup there. But Rudy was a D lineman, a really successful D lineman, but he slimmed up a little bit, wanted a chance at linebacker, and he's in the rotation there. But now that we're banged up, he's stepping up, and he's done a real good job, had a really good, probably his best week of practice since I've been in Brunswick. I'm in Jagarion. He's a blue-collar kid every day. He gives you everything he has. He pops his shoulder out, goes in there, comes back out, shoulders back in, ready to practice.
Coach, as a unit, defensive line, what do they do well, and what are some things they need to improve on?
They're real aggressive. They go hard. They consistently, they understand their role. They understand our scheme, and they do a great job effort-wise. At times, we're a gap sound defense, so at times they may, in all of our nature, try to take the easier road, and that might burn us once in a while. Like, instead of going inside, they'll see the easier path, go outside, and we'll be cut up inside. And we stay on them, we coach them pretty hard. They're usually the easier ones to coach hard because they're the unsung heroes, and they play the game because they really love it.
Coach, the blueprint to beat the Brunswick kind of Pirates over the last 3-4 years is to run the ball right at us, and our run defense has improved drastically this year. We're going to get in the region schedule. Bradwell's got 1,000-yard back through 6 games. You know Glenn's going to run the football.
So now you know Glenn's going to run the football. I don't know that Glenn's going to run the football. I heard Rocky's telling people that, but I just don't know that.
Okay.
I went to the spring game.
Well, talk about, you know, that's probably how teams are going to come at us. And, you know, and I know you've probably put together game plans and things like that, scenarios to how to stop the run.
Well, we can score points. I mean, if we're scoring points and you want to line up too tight and run the ball, I mean, I think that we're going to bend but not break. We like to try to create turnovers. We like to attack. We're very aggressive by nature. We're going to be a hard team to beat running 3 yards in a cloud of dust. It's just, you're not going to, I just don't think when we're playing well that it's going to happen.
Coach, before the South Effingham game, I came to the field house and you told me before the game that there was some schematic things that you were going to try, and before that game that you had to get in and get the kids used to before we got into playoff football. Talk a little bit about how the kids did with that. It looked like we were doing a lot of gap blitzing on defense to kind of mess up South Effingham's run game, and it seemed to work for the most part, and you had to be pleased with that.
I was very pleased with the way they played. We're trying to put more and more on them, and we're playing a lot more coverage, man coverage in the back end. It's something, when you do all that 7-on-7, well, I get to cover with 7, but that's not the goal ever, to cover with 7. You want to cover with 5 and bring pressure, and we attack them, and I don't think they found an answer. I believe they knocked the quarterback out of the game for a partial part of the game. I think he may have returned late. But that's what we're going to do. We're going to attack you. We're going to attack what you're trying to do and make you do something that you're uncomfortable doing. And then really, Jalen King has stepped up the last 2 or 3 weeks and really started to understand the scheme with Aubrey Williams and Stacey Young. They've been basically the 2 safeties, but now Jalen coming in, it makes us more versatile. When we're rotating 3 guys that all do a little bit of something different, Jalen's probably the best true safety cover-wise out of the group. Aubrey's really aggressive, and Stacey understands the scheme the best because he's the one that stayed the healthiest and played the same position throughout the summer. So that's really helped us in the back end where we can start attacking with Tevin Moore and Sherrod and even Cam. So that's really helped. We're going to attack. We have some weapons, and we're going to send them at you, and we're going to hit you, and you're going to line your quarterback up, and we're going to come after him. We're going to try to hit him as many times as possible. That's the game of football, and in high school they still let you do that.
Coach, talk about that linebacking unit. We've got kind of a wealth of linebackers. When you came in and you saw the roster, you probably said, wow, I've got some linebackers here that if they buy in and do the things we want to do, we got a chance to be pretty good, especially on the back end of the defense. Talk a little bit about Sean Ward, because every time he hits somebody, they seem to go backwards. And I just like to call games when he's playing football, and these two gentlemen sitting over here, Futch and Frazier, they hold their own every Friday night as well. So talk about that linebacking unit. Is that the strength of our defense?
I think the strength of our defense is 11 of them at a time all going hard, but they definitely are the heart of it, whereas, you know, they've taken leadership, they've all accepted their roles, and some of them have learned to figure out what their role was and how we're using them. And we communicate, myself and Sherrod, I think, sat down, might have been two Sundays ago, and he talked about some things that he felt that he could help the team do, and I don't disagree with him. And then, you know, Tevin, we turned him from a defensive end last year into a linebacker this year, and even really a strong safety. You know, he made some good plays in coverage in the South Effingham game that, you know, really surprised me. Just his ability to do multiple things. Cam loves the game, enjoys playing it, studies it a lot. You know, with this Camden game, the one constant through the week, of other than myself and my wife sitting at home waiting for power to come on, trying to cook, was I was texting with Cam because he was in Atlanta at a hotel and he was watching film, and he and I were both watching as much film as we could when power was on. So he understood the game plan and did a really good job that week of making sure that we could line up with a day and a half of practice and understanding how they wanted to attack us. Because if I remember, when I go to Dr. Sasser, I read that article, we were picked not to win that game by some people, and that was a big game, and we wanted to get it in 18 years. So
it's been a long time.
And it's not a long time anymore, so that was nice one. And I coached there last year, so it was a very bittersweet for us to get that win.
I was a young man in 1999. That was a long time ago. You have to be pleased. Two straight football games, we haven't given up a first half point on defense.
Offense has helped out,
like Coach Pender said, but the defense, the last two games, the first half, we've shut people down.
I think a lot of that has to do, you know, special teams have helped out with that a lot. I don't think anyone's really been much on our side of the 50 either. That helps out. We've kept them pinned deep, and we've been getting off film. I think we had a lot of reps last week in the first half. I don't know how many first downs they have. We got a stat guy that keeps up with all that, but I don't think it was many in the first half. The kids really execute the game plan, and I'm excited for Friday night. I wish the way this week's been, and with the last week being off, today is a Wednesday and it's supposed to be a Thursday. I got 48 hours to play, and I'm ready to play right now, so I'm sure they are too.
Well, Coach, thanks for joining us on this segment, and when we come back from the break, we'll bring Coach Pender back and we'll talk about the region coming up. We'll talk about Bradwell, and we'll talk about homecoming, and I think we have a birthday in the house today too, so we'll get to that in the last segment on the Sean Pender Show. So we'll be right back on the Sean Pender Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances, with two locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B. And Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883. And on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316. Or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.
This crazy South Georgia weather is like a box of chocolates. But no matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. In fact, Air Adjusters has combined experience of over 100 years. High quality work, trained professionals. Give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call, 912-264-9747, or online at airadjusters.com.
Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing, located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
Welcome back to the Brunswick House Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Brantz on location at Moondoggies. This segment is brought to you by Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Air Adjusters, and by Jessup Furniture. And joining us right now is I just call him an athlete. He plays offense, he plays defense, he plays state championship point guard basketball. He's when you say athlete at Brunswick High, you think of Jalen Jackson. Jalen, welcome to the Coach Pender Show. Jalen, you went last weekend to Cincinnati on an official visit, and you committed to play football for the Cincinnati Bearcats in your college career. So talk a little bit about what that meant to you last weekend to go up there and get that offer and commit to play your college football in the Midwest.
Well, I mean, it was five DBs there. They're leaving, they're seniors. And I feel like I got a chance to go in there and start and be able to make it to the next level. And I really love the atmosphere there and how they treated me.
They turned out some pretty good football players from Cincinnati. I mean, you get to go see the Bengals play. I mean, Cincinnati's got a good basketball team. They might even bring you out to play basketball. Who knows? You never know. But you're playing some offense this year for the first time, basically, in your Brunswick High career. You played a little bit last year, but you're playing more and more this year. How does it feel to get that football in your hands in open field?
It feels great. I feel like I got a chance to make things happen to offense.
Well, you make things happen. That touchdown run you had last week, I can see why Cincinnati offered you when you went up there. And for them, where are they going to play you? What are they telling you you're going to play when you go up there?
Right now, it's either cornerback, nickel, and safety. They say because my size, I can play either one.
Okay, so you'll probably sit. Ooh, you'll be a pretty good cornerback because you got good cover skills. So talk a little bit about coming into this region slate. Now you're a senior. You got a chance along with this big senior class to kind of set things right before you leave Brunswick High. What would it mean to you, Jalen, to get this team deep into the playoffs, possibly to a state championship game, maybe winning a state championship game? You're the only person on the roster that knows what it feels like to win a state championship. So talk to us about what that would mean to you to turn the football program around.
It would be very great to win a championship with my boys. We just have to put in the work and keep pushing ourselves, and we'll be there.
You dealt with a little bit of adversity. Come back, you missed your whole sophomore season with the knee thing, and you came back, you worked hard, you're back, and it's paid off with a commitment to play college football at the Cincinnati. And just want to thank you for all the work you've done and all the hard work, and watch you play basketball, watch you play football your whole career, and you make a lot of people proud to be a Pirate.
Yes, sir.
So thank you, Jalen, for joining us, and we'll bring Coach Pender back to the microphone. Coach, it's region time.
Yes.
We're getting the region. We'll talk about Bradwell last, but to win this region, we got to get through Glenn Academy. Talk a little bit about Glenn and what they bring to the table, and we'll just go down the whole region list here.
You can't get enough of that conversation again. We'll be talking about them a whole bunch next week, I believe.
Yeah.
But eventually the talking's going to stop, and we'll be lining up and playing on a Friday night. So that's about to happen October 13th. They're a good football team. You know, they won the series the last 3 years. The last time a senior class at Brunswick, or a class of kids at Brunswick that didn't beat Glenn in their whole Brunswick career was 1974. And we don't want this class to definitely be the next class.
It's been a long time.
That's right. Make sure that they haven't won. But we're going to do our best to do, you know, what we do. And if we do what we do, and we do what we do well, everything will fall in place. Our goal is to win a championship, and Glenn's in the way.
Effingham's got some athletes, Coach. They've got a decent quarterback. I saw a receiver on film that looks pretty good at number 10. So, you know, they come here. We've been up there the last 2 years, but they come here this year.
Yeah, I got the chance to see them live against Coffey. We went up there and watched the Herb Russell Classic, watched the way they played, and then we studied them a little bit on film, but we were concentrating on Coffey at the time. I'll be able to talk to you more about them when it's time to get there. I do know that they have some athletes. They got some good size. They normally play discipline football. So they'll be a tough opponent.
We got two undefeated teams in our region. First one being Richmond Hill, and the next one being Bradwell Institute. Richmond Hill, we know they got athletes, but we'll get to them down the road. So let's just focus on Bradwell right now. Coach, give me a Bradwell scouting report. They're 6-0. They're feeling pretty good about themselves. I talked with somebody today that think they're going to come down here and they're going to beat us. And I didn't like that conversation, so I'm looking forward to Friday night.
Well, sure, they're supposed to have some confidence. I mean, they went out and played five or six nobody so far and won some ball games, and they're feeling high on themselves. They're running back. He's what, like the number one rated running back in the 6A right now, I believe. You know, playing a bunch of teams that I believe the last two wins, if I'm not mistaken, their combined record right now is 0-11. Mm. You know, and so they're coming to our place now, and they're going to see what real football is about. We're going to hit them in the mouth. We're going to be extremely physical with them. We're getting after them, and we're going to give them everything we have. So if they're coming to play us, they're going to come to play us. They better be ready to play. They better be. Yeah, they say they're going to win, then they can put their abilities where their mouth is.
Offensively, Coach, are they a predominantly running football team?
They are. They'll get in the spread some, and they're going to try to beat you with number three. And I just don't think number three can beat us. I think our defense is going to be ready. I think our defense is going to be extremely physical to that young man. And, you know, in the end, you know, we're going to let God sort them out.
Yep. On defense, Coach, it seems like they've got some athletes in the secondary. They're kind of tall. You were telling me they were tall, and they've got a lot of size. But are there opportunities to attack them on defense with the athletes that we're going to roll out, like Mr. Jackson that we just interviewed?
Yeah, they're athletic. You know, I'm going to give them that. They can go out and make plays. They have five or six interceptions over this winning streak that they got going on. They're running their number 86, that D lineman they have, that's really good. He's got a pick six. 24, he's got two pick sixes. Number 14, he's got a pick six. So they do good things, you know, in the secondary. But again, you know, now they're going to have an opportunity to play against the receivers of our caliber. And I'm just kind of curious to see if they're that good.
We're going to find out. This is the Brunswick Head Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coaches, homecoming. Homecoming is always an exciting time. I talked to your principal today. He was telling me about a pep rally that he's planning, and you guys are going to be in a parade tomorrow in downtown Brunswick. Homecoming week changes your schedule a little bit. Halftime is going to be about 10, 15 minutes longer during the game. So homecoming, exciting time for the alumni and the fans and the students, but it does throw some challenges in there.
It does, but you can't look at it and just look at all the challenging parts for, you know, for you as your team. You gotta look at the positive perspectives of everything and have the outcome good. We all have homecoming. Homecoming's a good time for the fans. It's a good time, but it's only a good time if you win. Yeah, and for us to do our part, and we talked to our kids earlier, for us to do our part about homecoming, it's not dancing around at the pep rally. It's not dressing up for Twin Day, Celebrity Day, whatever, Mascot Day, whatever they have. Our job on homecoming is to win a football game. And when you win the football game, then you can enjoy the extracurricular activities that happen after the homecoming game.
I mean, if we lose, they cancel the dance and all that, don't they? And that
they should.
Yeah,
they should. They should cancel it.
Coach, we're here at the Touchdown Club tonight. We have a regular Touchdown Club meetings on Wednesday on home games at 6:00. Then we have the Pender Show at 7:00. Our Touchdown Club president is a year older today, and she's a female, so I'm not going to ask her how old she is, but she's a year older today, Mickey Kirkland, and
yes.
She's done a lot. And
29, right?
Talk yes. A little bit about how she's worked with you, and she's got a lot of passion and commitment for the program, and talk a little bit about what that means for to work with her so far with the Touchdown Club.
Without a doubt, she's a lifesaver. She has committed fully to this program, and she keeps me in line. You know, I'll have a
she keeps season. Everybody
she,
in
yeah,
line.
She does.
Yeah.
I had a conversation with her husband just the other day, yeah. Talking about that, about how how she don't let anything slide. And then if you give her a task, it's done, and it's done well. And then she'll give you a task to get it back.
Yeah, when I see texts from her, I get nervous.
But yeah, it's her birthday. We want to wish her a happy birthday. She's definitely being a godsend to us, and she's really made this transition great for what we're doing.
Coach, we got.
And yeah. I was about to say, I got Cam has a present that he wanted to do for Mickey as well.
Is Cam gonna sing?
He's gonna sing for us.
I can't say nothing, but you 29?
Yeah.
We'll help you out a little
bit. Go with that.
So we gonna say happy birthday to Miss Kirkland. I'm gonna say Miss Kirkland because I can't say your first name. Y'all ready?
Yes.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Miss Kirkland. Happy birthday to you.
Coach, we got a nice crowd in here tonight, 25, 30 people. Any last comments before we go with Bradwell for homecoming?
Again, I appreciate the ones that come out here faithfully. Yeah, there's a group that comes out here, you know, every Wednesday night, and I believe next week we're going on a different night, aren't we?
Yeah, we're going to have to change it around a little bit for homecoming week, and there should be 100 people here next week because... Next week, yeah. So we'll talk about those people when we come back next week and have that show because, I've been counting down the clock on that. Any last comments, Coach?
No, just as always, go Pirates.
Well, thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out next week and join us for the Sean Pender Show. For Coach Pender, I'm Kip Branch signing off. And as always, Coach, say it one more time.
Go Pirates!